Now, when we're looking at expenses, I've seen numbers of out-of-pocket expenses ranging anywhere from $500, which seemed really low, up to $20,000. So that's quite a range.
Yes, the principal expenses have to do with the direct expense many times of traveling back and forth to the transplant center, lost wages from missed work, which are reimbursed at various levels and by different employers and by different entities and in different states across the country. So that those are the direct expenses. The indirect expense is the risk that a donor takes in terms of his or her health.
In your editorial, you propose offsetting what you call the financial disincentives to donating. So let's talk about some of those specifics in that proposal, and I'm just going to list them here.
Okay.
You've got a 1-year life insurance policy for $1 million. Long-term health insurance to augment what the living donor might already have. Reimbursement for travel and lost wages during evaluation and perioperative phases, a tax deduction of $10,000, or a non-taxable lump sum payment of $5,000. That pretty much sums up the proposal.
Those are the components of the proposal, each one designed to meet a particular disincentive that we think is present in the current system. We do know from our own experience at UAB, from the experience at other transplant centers, that there are some donors who look at what all's involved in donating a kidney and decide that they can't do that. Very recently, a single mother in Massachusetts who had a family member in Alabama in need of a kidney decided that because of time off work, travel, so on, that were unreimbursed, that she couldn't proceed with donating. And so we know that it's there. We don't know how big it is. We don't know that this would overcome that, but we think that the package are benefits that make sense in the overall concept. The other part of our proposal is to change the nature of the debate, whether or not there is or there should be a financial component in the donation equation. Is an argument that's exceedingly polarized, that there are within the transplant community, a group of folks that think any financial component to the transaction corrupts the system and is inappropriate and unethical. Another group that is equally motivated says that the shortage is so profound. There's already immense commercialization in the system from the act of living donation. Hospitals make money. The recipient gets a kidney. Doctors make money. There's already a commercial component in the system. To add something in it for the donor doesn't change the dynamic and so on and so forth. And there are elegant treatises at both ends of the spectrum on why it's wrong or why it would not be so wrong to do it.
You've obviously laid out that this is a very polarized issue with folks on totally opposite ends, and you're coming down in the middle here. How do you think it'll be perceived? Or could you just simply run the risk of ticking off both ends?
Well, actually, we've done that. And that has been the most frustrating piece of it so far is that because the proposal tries to strike a middle ground, it's been met by the opponents of financial incentives as this is just a smokescreen for financial incentives. It's also been written off by the folks that favor organ markets as just an inadequate proposal. We need to go all the way to organ markets if there's to be any change in the current sort of impasse in the mix, so that it has really no natural constituency to support it. But we hope that if enough people will think about it, that we can change the nature of the debate in a way that truly impacts the shortage of kidneys in this country, in the long run, is beneficial to patients. To me, the piece that is dear to my heart is the health insurance piece for living donors. I am very concerned that we, for 50 years now, have by and large in the U.S. asked and facilitated healthy persons to donate a kidney, usually to a loved one, without any prescribed medical follow-up or access to medical care once they have recovered from the complications of the surgery itself. Transplantation makes a world of difference in people's lives, and it's very frustrating to know how much difference we can make in the lives of our patients and be limited by not having enough organs to transplant.
Dr. Gaston, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.